Have you ever questioned why people seem to take advantage of you or manipulate you? It's a disturbing thought, isn't it? The world can sometimes be a playground for manipulation, where others may exploit your kindness or vulnerability. It's a reality that leaves many of us feeling used and undervalued. But what if you could change that? What if you could safeguard your peace and refuse to be a pawn in someone else's game? Today, we'll explore 5 powerful Stoic lessons that can help you avoid being manipulated or used. Lesson 1. Control what you can. In the heart of Stoic philosophy lies a simple yet profound truth. We must focus our energy on what is within our control and let go of what's not. It's a principle that can fortify us against the manipulations and exploitations we often face in life. The Stoics, wise thinkers from ancient Greece and Rome, believed that our power lies in our ability to control our actions, decisions, and more importantly, our emotions. They taught that we should not allow external factors or other people's actions to dictate our emotional state. It's a belief that encourages us to take ownership of our lives, to steer our own ships, rather than being swept away by the tides of circumstance. Imagine a world where your peace of mind isn't shattered by a harsh word, a failed venture, or an unkind deed. Imagine standing strong in the face of adversity, your tranquility unbroken because you've learned to control your reactions. This is the world the Stoics invite us to inhabit, a world of emotional resilience and independence. Now, let's bring this philosophy to the realm of manipulation. When we allow others to control our emotions or decisions, we're effectively giving them power over us. We become puppets, our strings pulled by those who know which buttons to press. But by focusing on what we can control, our responses, our choices, we can cut these strings. We can reclaim our power. Let's say someone tries to make you feel guilty to get what they want. If you let yourself feel guilty, they've won. But if you recognize that you control your feelings and choose not to feel guilty, their manipulative tactics fail. They no longer have power over you. This is the essence of Stoic Lesson 1. It's not about being emotionless or indifferent, but about choosing your emotions wisely, controlling your reactions, and not letting external factors dictate your emotional state. It's about taking back your power. One decision, one emotion at a time. By controlling what you can, you remove the power others may have over you. So remember, the next time you feel manipulated or used, take a deep breath and ask yourself, what can I control in this situation? And then, take control. Scene script. Lesson 2, acceptance. At the core of Stoic philosophy lies the principle of acceptance. Acceptance, as understood by the Stoics, is not about surrender or passivity. It's about acknowledging the reality of situations and people as they are, not as we want them to be. Imagine you're holding a glass of water. You expect it to quench your thirst, but what if the water was salty? You'd naturally be disappointed. But should you be? The water was always salty. It was your expectation that was incorrect. This simple metaphor encapsulates the Stoic approach to acceptance. Acceptance is a vital tool in understanding people's behaviors and motives. Humans, like any other element of the universe, follow certain patterns. They have their own characteristics, their own strengths and weaknesses, their own quirks. When we accept people as they are, we are in a better position to understand them. And understanding is the first step towards not being manipulated. Let's delve a little deeper. People often create narratives around themselves and their actions. These narratives can be misleading, painting a picture that may not be grounded in reality. They might depict themselves as the victim when they are the perpetrator, or as a hero when they are just ordinary. These false narratives can be extremely manipulative, leading us to make decisions or take actions that may not be in our best interest. But when we practice acceptance, we see through these false narratives. We see people as they are, not as they present themselves to be. We understand that people are complex, often driven by motives we may not fully grasp. Acceptance equips us with the clarity to see the reality, not the illusion. This doesn't mean we should be cynical or untrusting, it means we should be discerning. We should understand that people are fallible, and that's okay. It's part of being human. Acceptance doesn't mean we endorse or condone negative behavior, but that we recognize it, understand it, and respond to it appropriately. Acceptance is a powerful shield, protecting us from manipulation and deceit. It grounds us in reality, enabling us to navigate the world with wisdom and serenity. So, remember, acceptance isn't about surrender, it's about understanding and clarity. Acceptance allows you to see things clearly and avoid being manipulated by false narratives. Lesson 3. Detachment. A powerful tool in the Stoic arsenal, detachment allows us to keep our feelings and emotions in check. It's not about being cold or unfeeling, but rather about maintaining a healthy distance from our own emotional reactions. Picture this. You're a ship sailing on the open sea. The winds of praise and criticism blow, attempting to steer you off course. But if you're detached, you're like a ship with a sturdy anchor, unswayed by the changing winds. You remain steady, grounded, and in control. This practice of detachment is not about ignoring compliments or brushing off criticism. It's about understanding that these external factors do not define you. They are just opinions. They are not facts. They do not determine your worth or your path in life. The Stoics believed that we should strive to be indifferent to things outside our control, and this includes the opinions of others. By practicing detachment, we can remain focused on our own values and principles, not swayed by the whims of those around us. Imagine how empowering it is to stand firm in the face of flattery or disparagement, to not be swayed by these temporary and fleeting opinions. Imagine how liberating it is to not take these external factors to heart, to not allow them to affect your inner peace. Detachment also helps us avoid being used. When we are overly attached to the opinions of others, we become easy targets for manipulation. We may find ourselves bending over backwards to please others, or changing our behavior based on their feedback. But when we are detached, we can see these attempts for what they are, and choose not to play into them. Detachment is not about building walls, but about developing resilience. It's about understanding that you are the master of your own ship, that you determine your own course. It's about realizing that the winds may blow, but they do not steer the ship. Remember, it's not the praise or criticism that matters, but how you respond to it. Detachment allows you to respond with grace, composure, and wisdom. Detachment keeps you grounded and less susceptible to manipulation. Scene script, lesson 4, mindfulness. Stoics through the ages have stressed the importance of mindfulness, but what does it mean to be mindful? It means to be present in the moment, to be aware of your thoughts, feelings, and actions, and to be conscious of the world around you. It's like turning on a spotlight on your own mind, illuminating everything that's there. This practice of mindfulness is a powerful tool in the face of manipulation. When we're mindful, we're aware. We notice when something doesn't feel right, when someone's words don't match their actions. We become conscious of the subtle pressure tactics, the emotional blackmail, the guilt trips. We see manipulation for what it is, an attempt to control us, to make us act in ways that may not be in our best interest. Mindfulness helps us stay in the present moment. Manipulators often use our past mistakes or future fears against us. They know that when we're dwelling on past regrets or worrying about future uncertainties, we're vulnerable, we're distracted, we're easier to manipulate. But when we're mindful, we're focused on the now. We're not swayed by these tactics. We're able to see the situation clearly and make decisions based on what's happening right now. Mindfulness also encourages self-awareness. When we're aware of our feelings and thoughts, we're better able to understand our motivations. We can recognize when we're being driven by fear or guilt, and not by our own true desires. This self-awareness can help us resist manipulation. It can empower us to stand firm in our decisions, to say no when we need to take control of our own lives. But mindfulness isn't something that comes naturally. It's a skill that needs to be cultivated. It takes practice. It requires us to slow down, to pay attention, to be present. It's a journey, but it's a journey worth taking. Because with mindfulness, we can navigate the world with clarity and conviction. We can stand strong in the face of manipulation. We can live our lives on our own terms. And so, we conclude on this note. Mindfulness helps you stay focused and not be swayed by manipulation. Lesson 5. Wisdom. Wisdom, in the Stoic philosophy, is more than just knowledge. It is the application of knowledge, the ability to judge and distinguish what is right from wrong, genuine from manipulative. It is the compass that guides us through the complex maze of human behavior, allowing us to read the unspoken intentions behind people's actions. Wisdom is the discerning eye that can see through the veil of pretense and deceit. When we cultivate wisdom, we arm ourselves with a tool that can help us identify manipulation in its many guises. We learn to recognize when someone is trying to use us for their personal gain, and can then choose not to play into their hands. Wisdom allows us to see the difference between someone who genuinely cares for us and someone who is merely pretending to do so. And so, we arrive at the heart of our final lesson. Wisdom helps you discern between genuine and manipulative behaviors. To conclude, let's recap the 5 Stoic lessons. Controlling what you can, accepting what you can't, practicing detachment, maintaining mindfulness, and seeking wisdom. These principles are not just philosophical concepts, but practical tools to prevent manipulation and misuse. By employing these principles, you can fortify your mind, heart, and spirit against external influences. It's a journey of self-improvement that starts with you. Remember, you have the power to control how you respond to manipulation. Stay strong, stay wise, and stay stoic.